Welcome to today's Wrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President of Pella Historical Society and the Burgermeister, Randy Sikkema, join us to give us his thoughts on the upcoming Tulip Time Festival. The first question I have is, why is this so important to Pella Historical Society? It's a question I'm sure that maybe people in Pella might know the answer to, but many outside of our area don't.
Well, absolutely. I think, Andrew, quite frankly, you'd be surprised at the number of people in Pella that don't realize that the Historical Society is who puts on Tulip Time. First of all, a lot of people, they say, oh, it just happens. And, you know, it just happens every year. Well, it might, but it takes a lot of coordination. And our steering committee, which is part of the Historical Society, and all the funding comes from the Historical Society, all the risk on all the expenses and so forth. We do get revenue from it. We get substantial revenue from it on a good Tulip Time year. And the main reason we do that is because the mission statement of the Pella Historical Society is to maintain and educate for our Dutch heritage, the people of Pella and all of our guests. And so obviously that's the main reason we have Tulip Time, is to honor Schulte and the settlers and our Dutch heritage from 1847 to now. And so that's the reason we have Tulip Time.
And it's extra important. There's a level of importance not just to Pella, but for Pella Historical Society and the entire surrounding community to have something like this.
Well, it absolutely is. It's the key event of the whole year for the community. It's not that our community would not exist without Tulip Time. It's just an extra special event that draws people to town, to live in this town, to visit this town, especially at Tulip Time, but even all year long. Our Dutch front buildings and our bakeries and meat markets and everything else that's Dutch in Pella brings a lot of tourist revenue to town all year long, not just during Tulip Time. And so from a Historical Society standpoint, it's obviously our biggest revenue producer in our budget. It's a good percentage of our revenue budget. Of course, memberships are another key part, and we do that in November and December. It kind of offset the time of year, but memberships are certainly key to the society, but Tulip Time is a big portion of our revenues. And so we put a lot of expense out there. We take a lot of risk and pay in for a lot of things, including tulip bulbs. And hopefully it pays off with good weather and a lot of visitors in May.
Well, and for Pella Historical Society, another part, an important part, is the amount of volunteers that it takes to put this event together, whether they're society employees or members or the steering committee. There's a lot of work that goes into making something like this happen.
Well, absolutely. Tons of volunteers that are directly associated with the society, as you pointed out. And then, of course, obviously thousands of people in town that do something, work in their church stand or work in their sports team stand, or they march in the parade, or they ride a float or build a float or do anything, help with tour wagons, lots of things that everybody knows happens at Tulip Time. At one time years ago, we tried to figure out how many people it actually takes to volunteer to do that. And when you include all the band members of all the bands that are in parades and so forth, you're talking probably 4,000 or 5,000 people all together that are volunteering to do stands, to do parades, to do everything. In a town of 10,000, that's a pretty good commitment.
And as the Burgermeister and as the president of Pella Historical Society, this is obviously an extra special event for you. What do you look forward to most for Tulip Time? I know there's a lot to get to. This could be a loaded question. I understand.
Well, and as president, it comes with stress as well. I mean, there's a lot of joy at Tulip Time for me because it's my favorite time of the year. But obviously, I've been praying for good tulips and good weather on 7, 8, 9 of May since last May. And so it's very important to the society. It's also very important to our community. So, you know, my main concern is that we have decent weather during the 3 days, that we have decent flowers during the 3 days, so that we get a lot of people in town to experience our festival and experience our town. Now, as far as the fun part, as Burgermeister, I do the stage show in the afternoon. I get to crown the new queen. That's always exciting for her and her court and for their parents and relatives and friends and so forth. And it's a really cool deal. I also do the rest of the stage shows each of the 3 days beyond the Queen and Court things. I really like doing that. And associated with that, I get to visit with the crowd beforehand. I go up and talk to them, find out where they're from, if it's the first time they've been here, and so forth. And that, in general, on a 24-hour basis, is my favorite part of the job, is visiting with our tourists, visiting our friends that have come here. It's sometimes for the first time, and sometimes I run into people. I know there's a couple I'm going to see this year that I've probably seen every year for the last 20 years. They come from Minnesota, and they come every year, and they just have a great time, and I look forward to seeing them. But it's great to visit with these people, be an ambassador, tell them some things they may not know about that they should see or experience or eat or something at Tulip Time. And so that's the most fun that I have.
That concludes today's Rentschkat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.